The question from the cyberspace devotee is that there is a sutra in the Nandinatha Sutra saying that Shaivite monastics can take any kind of verbal or emotional or physical abuse and forgive inwardly. And this devotee goes on to say that he's taken a lot of physical and emotional abuse as well as verbal from his family and has forgiven inwardly, but wants to know what the relation should be now that he's in the middle path of life, now and in the future. There is another sutra that also advises us to forgive hurt quickly and inwardly, but not outwardly, until the person reconciles. We forgive inwardly because we know it is our karma that we have put it into motion in the past and are now experiencing it. But we hold firm, a friendly firm wall between ourselves and the individual. This means a friendly distance because we know it is their karma too that must be reconciled in apologies and assurance that it won't happen again. To have a happy future with your family and friends, don't ignore them, but sit down with them, stand on your own two feet, head up and spine straight, and bring it all out in the open. Let them know how you feel about what they said and what they did. Especially in Asia, so many things are swept under the carpet, not talked about, and left to smolder and mold there. But now, in today's world, we must clean up the mess in order to go along into a happy future. The basic foundation of Sanatana Dharma is ahimsa, non-hurtfulness, physically, mentally, and emotionally. We must always remember this. Very good questions today, and thank you very much. We're going to go to Erevan Temple site, and we hope to have the surcharge taken off the end of June. And we have four cornerstones coming now from Bangalore, and we hope at Satguru Purnima to place the four cornerstones there and to have our building permit by that time, which we're going to apply for in the month of June. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.